And now to something we don't often discuss here on WTOP, lingerie. One of the best-known names in that business, Victoria's Secret, is ditching its Angels runway models for diverse celebrities such as soccer star Megan Rapinoe. The revamp comes after years of plummeting sales and the rise of size-inclusive brands such as Rihanna's Savage Fenty line. We talk about what Victoria's Secret is trying to accomplish with this total rebranding with Irina Gretschko. She's fashion editor at Refinery 29.
Victoria's Secret said that it intends to redefine sexy as something no longer tailored to or defined by the male gaze. Some of the other things that they said they want to focus on is giving women what they want and becoming an advocate for women's empowerment. In practice, this will, according to them, result in store mannequins that will come in new shapes and sizes. It used to be just one size. No more angel campaigns, at least as we know them, and new products like nursing bras, as well as an expansion of its sportswear offering. I think, especially with this new Victoria's Secret collective and these new initiatives, the brand is trying to push the idea that it's a brand for woman by woman.
Critics say that Victoria's Secret, though, made its money for the longest time by objectifying women and specializing in something you already mentioned, the male gaze. Are we suddenly to believe that it is all about empowering women, highlighting their accomplishments, and not just people to look at and gaze at?
I think currently a lot of people are wondering the same thing, whether this rebrand is just surface level inclusivity. And it's valid, given that Victoria's Secret has had this long history of selling a male fantasy rather than giving women what they want when it comes to their lingerie needs, which is what they're claiming now they want to do. A lot of steps have to be taken in order for Victoria's Secret to establish their customer trust again and believe this new messaging. So really, only time will tell if they're authentically invested in inclusivity and diversity and can live up to the goals of the rebrand. I will say, by making this public big announcement, Victoria's Secret has willingly opened itself up to criticism if they don't follow through. Media companies like We Are Refinery 29, as well as people more generally, will be watching closely and holding them accountable. So I think that should motivate them to stick with the commitments they've made, whether we believe them or not right now. Younger women do wear lingerie, but most are buying it from brands who share their values and have prioritized things like inclusivity, diversity, sustainability, comfort, brands that carry plus size offerings and feature realistic body types in their campaigns like Savage Fenty, Parade. And these are the brands that I think Victoria's Secret has to really worry about. I think they will prove to be tough competition in capturing the Gen Z audience, as well as their wallet.
If I did my homework correctly, Victoria's Secret still did multi-billion dollar business in the past year. It's less than they used to make, but they're still, I think you could say, a profitable company.
Absolutely. And I think there are definitely people who never stopped shopping Victoria's Secret, whether it's because they didn't hear of the controversies or genuinely like the product and the images that the brand puts out. I mean, Victoria's Secret is still a powerhouse. It controls a very large share of the lingerie market in the U.S. I think the question we should be asking ourselves, though, is how long will that last? I wouldn't be surprised if that number continues to get smaller, especially as this era of sexy with the costumes and the wings continues to become out of step with our broader culture and eventually comes to an end. And I think then, in order to stay relevant and have longevity, Victoria's Secret needs to court these younger consumers we were talking about earlier, shoppers who are very conscious about where they spend their money and who invest in companies that share them those values. So I think business may be good for them now, but I think this rebrand tells us that Victoria's Secret is really looking ahead at the future.
Before this change, this makeover, could a larger person, somebody who has far from a supermodel's body, could they find something in their size and something appealing at Victoria's Secret, or will they now find a greater range of sizes and varieties?
I think that's really the hope from people who have heard about this rebrand, because previously Victoria's Secret has been criticized a lot for the lack of inclusive sizing. And, you know, the average woman in America is between a size 16 and 18, and they're not enough plus size offerings out there. So if Victoria's Secret expands their sizes with the rebrand, and I'm talking about really expanding the range, not just to include size 18 and 16, but also sizes 22 and 24 and 26, I think that's a good thing that could come out of the rebrand. I think we're beyond being bombarded with these like unrealistic images of women and outdated stereotypes of femininity that Victoria's Secret has long been known for. And so I think hopefully the fashion industry is embracing more diverse body types now and in the future.
Refinery29 fashion editor Irina Grechko on Skype talking about Victoria's Secret's efforts to remake its brand.